Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest. Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Well, hello, my witchy poo. How are you today?
Great.
Oh my God, every fucking time. It never fails. It's like a from hello, it's a giggle fest. It's my favorite thing ever. Well, I'll give you something else to giggle about, so don't speak yet. Just keep laughing. It's fine. I think there's something really important that we need to share with our listeners.
Please tell me.
I can't look at you right now. I have to cover you up. That I took notes. Oh my God, she just blocked me. I took notes about this episode. Again, it's another episode that it's, you know, not totally my area of expertise. So I do a lot of research and work on them. And so as I was, you know, kind of scribbling the outline for this, I was wearing a dinosaur onesie.
Of course you were. No one is surprised by this, Mel.
Well, it's definitely on brand. I can say that. And how about I add that Suzanne and I were also watching The Crown on Netflix.
Nice.
So now those two puzzle pieces don't fit, do they?
Nice. Again, I don't think people will be surprised.
You know, what if I added that I was drunk?
Well, I don't know. Still not surprised. People would be surprised.
Yeah. What if that I was also playing a fiddle?
Okay. You win.
Okay, good.
Because you don't play fiddle.
I don't, no. And none of this has anything to do with the topic today, but it's just a quick fashion convo.
This is not what I would call a fashion convo. This does not qualify as fashion.
Hey, you saw Devil Wears Prada. And if you remember the ugly, shitty sweater that Anne Hathaway was wearing. And she said, you know what had to happen for you to buy that out of the bulk bin?
Yes.
That's the same thing that happened with my dinosaur onesie. So take it easy, lady.
Dinosaur onesie is not the same as crappy bottom of the barrel of polyester blue leather, blue sweater. It's not the same.
I guess that's true. But I did buy it on Poshmark for $15.
Okay, well, there you go. Now we're bonus buying.
Yeah.
But what we are talking about today, again, because our listeners have asked, we love it when you ask questions. We're talking about archangels. Yay! It's one of my favorites.
I love them.
I do too.
I love them.
Everybody loves angels.
Oh my gosh. Well, speaking of, roughly 85%, this is so funny. I can't believe you just said, everybody loves angels. I'm like, well, speaking of, roughly 85% of Americans believe in angels. I looked for other countries, listeners in other countries, but this is the only stat I could find.
Nerdy elf in progress.
Nerdy elf was even, you know, I'm looking out for our listeners outside the US because, you know, they need some love. But my love is to so you guys know that I did look. The other little cool thing that I learned was, and again, I'm sure maybe everybody else knows this, but I didn't know it, is that the word arch means ruling or chief in Greek.
Nice.
Right? Makes sense.
It's totally Charlie in charge kind of angel, arch.
Did you just say Charlie in charge?
They're the boss angels, you know?
Oh my God.
Hashtag
so
boss
funny.
Angel.
That is so funny. So
angels make me giggle.
So I think.
Wait,
we should
learned one more word.
I did.
Yes, in the title.
Oh yeah, the word hark. I did not know that the word hark meant listen. Naturally, because I was thinking, what should we call this? And what kept going through my head was, hark the herald angels sing. And I'm like, how do I fit this in? And then I looked up, what does the word hark mean? I'm 51, and I didn't know what the fuck the word heart meant. So, shame on me.
No shame. Learning. Learning is not shameful.
It is not shameful. And clearly I don't have a lot of shame because I tell all y'all about all my stupid stuff.
So awesome.
So there
such a generous
you go.
Elf.
I learned that hark meant listen, and I learned that ark means ruler or chief. So here's what I'd love to do. I think that, again, because this is far more your domain, I'm going to ask some questions. So I think we should start out with St. Michael.
Some people, some people call him Archangel Michael. You like to call him St. Michael.
I do. I do, yeah. Don't I?
Yeah. It's all good. It's all good, right? So when we go through this episode, what, of course, is important to me is that we're talking about these in general terms, in general guidelines of the sort of domain of each of these angels. But remember, these are divine messengers. That's what angels are. They're divine messengers. They are the link between the, you know, the divine source and humanity. They go in between. And because of that, they are absolutely unlimited. And so when we talk in general about this is where they focus, this is their specialty, it's absolutely an on-ramp, a suggested place to focus, but it is not limited to that. However you are inspired to work with these celestial bodies, work with them. Trust yourself. Trust your intuition. Trust your instincts. And you may even end up wandering into the domain that we suggest. But it is not an absolute. It is not wrong to use these angels in different ways, to call on them for support in different ways. It's just in case you want to find an easy sort of on-ramp to work with them, you can use this as a default and it will work every time. But it'll work almost every time anyhow. So you can't lose. Just call on them. I just want to make that as a disclaimer.
I love your disclaimers. Now, let's move on to St. Michael, witchy-poo.
Okay.
Archangel Michael.
So Archangel Michael is best known as the defender, the protector, the justice bringer. So in this case, when you think about justice, if you need help, if you are in a sort of a power up or down, if you're in the power down situation and you're like, I need help, I need to be strong, I need to be courageous, Archangel Michael, get in here. Like, that's actually one of my favorite prayers. Just get in here, I need help. Now, Archangel Michael, for me, because he comes in with such passion and commitment, it's also an ability to help us connect in with our emotional world as well. So there's how to live courageously from your heart is how I also think about how I work with him personally. But he is also, because he is the protector and the justice bringer, he also helps us remember our life purpose. And so that's why I like engaging him in a courageous element, like how to be brave, to follow that bigger vision, whatever that is for you. And it could be, I want to learn how to stand up to my family. It could be, I want to start a giant business that is going to deliver global whatever, anything in between. Like, we need courage to focus on that with all of our resources, all of our gifts. And we want the power of an archangel to fuel our vision and our dreams as well. So that's how I
Oh, I love that. And I have to tell you, because we tend to do this on the show, is that we tend to share what goes through our head when the other one was speaking. Mm-hmm. And what was going through me, you're afraid of what I'm going to say.
No, I'm excited.
When you were talking about courage and calling on him for courage, it's so funny. The one that I call on for courage is actually my dad.
Oh, isn't that great?
He's my Archangel Michael for that. Like, and when I need help, when I need that stuff, I call on my dad. I mean, listen, he was a military man.
Yeah.
That is a man who had courage.
He was a warrior, right?
He was absolutely a warrior. So I call on him. So I just want a little shout out to my dad for that.
Isn't that sweet? I love that.
Yeah, not so what beautiful. You expected, I bet.
That is not what I expected.
No.
The other thing I would say about St. Michael is that he has a giant sword. And so that's how he cuts to the point of justice. Like, he cuts through to the truth of the matter. And so sometimes you really need clarity when we get twirled up, when we get triggered, and we can't see our way forward. We start blaming or being a victim or being, you know, all kinds of ways to get twirled up. Those are some of my favorites. but right, Archangel Michael, show me the heart of the matter. Show me the truth of the matter. And, you know, and then be still and be open to what you see. That can be really super
Oh, wow, I love that.
Transformative is my experience in that.
So I have a little bit of a different relationship with St. Michael than you do, mm-hmm. because out of all the archangels, he's the one that I have had most of my, I don't know, energy with, toward, relationship with. Uh-huh. Because remember, one of us is a Black Panther. And
an initiated.
Exactly. And my job in this world is, you know, to protect from the underworld. And so he actually comes in super duper handy with me when I'm caught in situations or find myself in situations. So I call on him. So that sword he uses to actually clear space. In fact, I'm going to tell you a quick story about it, if you don't mind. Do you mind if I tell you a little story?
I don't mind at all. Day?
A little story time. Once upon a time, I have a very, very close friend of mine who I love so very much, and her name is Bettina. And Bettina lives in LA. And I was there, let's say it was a year ago, because we've had COVID now for 9 months. So anything now is a year ago if I've traveled anywhere. I remember walking to her house and she's like, Julie, I need your help. Come with me now. And she grabs my hand, takes me to the back of the house, and she goes, there's some weird stuff going on in here. You got to figure it out. And I know, like, that's what my life is like. In fact, I don't know anybody's house I've ever gone into that haven't said, will you take a look at this? I think there's something going on over here.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome, right?
Get to work, elf.
I definitely work for my supper, for sure. So I go to the back, and I keep everybody else in the front. There were a few other folks there. I keep them all in the front of the house, and I'm, like, doing my little thing, and I'm like, oh, there's something. I couldn't figure out what was going on, and so I go up to Bettina, and I say, can I have some salt? Because salt is where I go to if
right.
I can't.
Right.
Like, my energy can't, like.
Discern.
Exactly.
Yep.
I'm like, I got to figure out what the hell this is. And so I get the salt. I'm like working out, and I go, did you have work done back here and like recently? And did you have an issue with the contractor? And she's like, yes, he's a dick. I mean, like all this stuff. I mean, she maybe didn't say that. That's my interpretation of it. She would talk like that though, for the record. So I said, I don't know where this is coming from. I kept seeing an energy of, and it was a spirit, and he had overalls on, so it was really weird. I couldn't tell, like, it felt like he came from the 20s or 30s or something like that. I'm like, and I couldn't get rid of him. So I just got a little, I got slightly fed up, because I try to do my work first before I call on St. Michael. Like, I, you know, I go through all of my tricks first to mm-hmm. see if I can do it, and mm-hmm. then if I'm unable, I will call on him. Mm-hmm. So I'm back there and I kind of throw my hands up. What do you want to, what?
I just work the opposite.
Oh, you work the opposite? Yeah. Right. Well, because you're more efficient than I am. I have
lazy.
To torture myself for a while, or lazy, whatever you want to call yourself. So I just throw my arms up, I have my eyes closed, and I don't even remember exactly what I said, but I'm like, St. Michael, will you please just come and clear out whatever this is that is occupying Bettina's space? We need, and I go, I get very sermony when I do this kind of stuff. I just start talking and I'm preaching and all these things about what it is that I'm needing. And I am not kidding you that I felt, it's like if he were an action figure and he comes down from the sky and he takes that sword, kind of like Thor, but a sword, not a hammer. And he comes down and I could feel the vibration mm-hmm. and the air. It was buzzy. You know, for anybody who's ever held a high vibe rock, like a phenakite would blow your head off your body, or a moldavite for some people. If you
to
feel like
no.
this, right, for you. But if you've ever felt a buzzing, it was buzzing because I felt like I was in this kind of like St. Michael vortex. And so what I did was I go in the other room and I said, hey, Bettina, come here. And she's like, what's going on? Is everything okay? What'd you do? You know, she worries. And so I grab her hand and I bring her back. I'm like, okay, tell me, what do you feel? She's like, I feel like a buzzing. I'm like, I think that's St. Michael.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think that's
super
his energy
high vibe,
here.
Right?
Super high vibe. High vibe. Like it was blowing our hair up.
Yeah.
I mean, it was unbelievable. So he is definitely accessible. And I love him so much. Like he, and any, and people who have like sleep paralysis or nightmares, particularly sleep paralysis, because you wake up and all this like crazy stuff happens, that if people get stuck, I just say, remember two words. Like, what's that? Saint Michael. Call on him and all that shit will disappear. He is magic.
He's also really good with computers.
Oh, well, then you need to call on him more, sister.
I know, I do. I forget. This is where I'd wait till the end. But like my computer will all of a sudden just shut down for no reason. Can't bring it back. Can't bring it back. That was Lulu.
Oh, hi, Lulu. Lulu. Hi, baby.
Lulu just woke up. but so I will just say, Archangel Michael, I'm walking away from a computer. Please help me. And I'll come back in 10 minutes. I'll be able to start it right back up.
It's That's amazing. Fantastic.
He's really good with cars too. And he's very good at protecting cars. Like a lot of times if I have a big journey in front of me, or even if I'm kind of running late or stressed about something and I'm driving, I'll be like, Archangel Michael, please come with me.
I actually have him in my car. I have like the little token thing. It hangs from my rearview mirror. It's I have that. And of course I have a plastic popcorn bucket from the first Croods movie, full of like tourmaline to also assist me in my driving ventures.
That's awesome. And we need to take a break.
We've only hit one Archangel.
I know, but it's a good
one. It's gonna be a long show.
We'll be right back.
It's the holidays, and AT&T Fiber has something very special for listeners. Yes, the holiday season is about connection with loved ones, but let's be honest, sometimes you need a different type of connection. AT&T Fiber wants you to make HBO Max your newest holiday tradition, so you can be among the first to catch Wonder Woman 1984, coming to you the same day, December 25th, in theaters and on HBO Max for a limited time. If the family can't agree on what to watch, AT&T Fiber comes to the rescue again with strong, smart Wi-Fi so everyone can stream their own thing throughout the house. But you don't have to choose between the two. Superpower your holiday season and get AT&T Fiber 1 gig internet with HBO Max and unlimited internet data included. No annual contract. Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/getfiber to check availability. Reliability based on wire connection to the gateway. Whole home coverage may require AT&T Smart Wi-Fi extender sold separately. Compatible device and online account registration required to access HBO Max. All rights reserved. Restrictions apply.
It's been 30 years since the first episode of Beverly Hills 90210. 30 years since we walked the halls of West Beverly High, and since we all hung out at the Peach Pit. Relive it all with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling on their new podcast, 90210 OMG.
We get to tell the fans all of the behind-the-scenes stories that actually happened.
Join them as they rewatch every episode of the beloved 90s TV show from the very beginning. Listen to 90210 OMG on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. We are back talking about archangels, and we're gonna move the conversation along, even though I could talk about St. Michael for a really long time. As I was studying in my dinosaur onesie, I had actually read, because I'm
totally,
not Catholic.
We're totally posting that photo, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. And I'll put it back on. I mean, I've kind of been wearing it every day, so it's pretty easy to capture more pics. But because I'm not Catholic, I get really fascinated in reading about what the Catholic Church recognizes. And when it comes to archangels, they actually recognize, in terms of the text, I don't know when it comes to when they do sermons, but in terms of text, they only recognize three of them. So one is Michael. In fact, I think we've talked before about how I think virtually every major religion has a Saint Michael in it. Right. Catholics are no different. But the other two that they recognize is Gabriel and Raphael. And I think that it'd be kind of cool for us to talk about those and we can move on. And so let's talk about Raphael. But the only Raphael I know is the one that is a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Nicely played, my elf.
But that's the only Raphael I know.
Okay. So Raphael is so much, right? So Raphael is a healing angel, for sure. And it is an angel
and a turtle
of the element fire. And not a turtle. And fire always signifies spiritual transformation, right? Or transformation, right? Because fire, that's what fire does. It transforms things from one state to the next. So it's a transformation or a transcendence. And the element fire contains our spirit, right? Our passion, the part
our
of
creativity
us,
the,
our
as
creativity,
well.
Right?
The right, all the things that you can feel and not
hold.
Touch.
Yeah, you can't hold. Yep. Raphael's also the archangel of travel. So a lot of times if you're traveling, you want to bring in that angel. It's also because it has to do with our passion as well, fire, right? Sexuality, it's really significant in building relationships. So the guiding force, the healing force of this angel in relationships is super important. And it can absolutely be your primary relationship, your soulmate, your significant other, but it can also be family members. It can also be business partners or team members. It can be any relationship that you want to transform or heal or ignite. Sometimes it's like, hey, we're just not on the same page. We can't make this connection. And how can we, create something that's of the spirit of us and not just our personalities or our egos? So there's all kinds of transformation that's available through Archangel Raphael. Super powerful.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's so super powerful as in a superpower?
As in a superpower. As in a supercharged.
A supercharged superpower angel. So what about Gabriel?
Gabriel is the angel that is known as the messenger, because it is literally about self-expression, about our words, our messages. So for me, when I'm doing spirit messages, I set the grid for the room with the Archangel Gabriel to help my words so that I can be understood. So I can see the message that I want to say and then craft it in a way that it will land and ignite with the person that whose message it is. And like sometimes if I'm in the middle of a really intense coaching call and I'm not connecting with the client specifically on the message I want to send, I will just ask Gabriel to come in and transform my message. So no matter what I say, my client will hear the lesson that's available for them.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, that's like real-time application. It's awesome.
That is.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I'll come at it a few times and they'll be like, no, and they're still stuck in what they think is going on. I'm like, yeah, this other thing, you're missing this other thing. We're connecting it to something that happened 2 weeks ago, 2 years ago, whatever, like, so that we can go forward. And they can't hear it because they're so stuck in what they think should happen or what they want the other person to do. And I'm like, get in here, Gabriel. Get in here.
Oh, that's so good. This is so handy.
Yeah, it's super helpful.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm taking notes because I have things. I got to talk to Raphael and I definitely need to talk to Gabriel.
And definitely, right, the messenger. And remember, it's all forms of self-expression. So sometimes it's writing, sometimes it's cooking, sometimes it's painting. Like whatever you're creating or building, you can bring in Gabriel as help me get my message across to people. Or give them an experience or whatever it is. And also, of course, this is super important, especially now, always, but super, super important now is for parents, right? Parents are protected and, Gabriel oversees parenthood and specifically newborns. So this can be babies as well as ideas and businesses, right? There are all kinds of things we birth. And so, right. But specifically now with, with the kids at home and out in school, parents are needing help and just as kids are needing help. And so bring in Gabriel.
Oh, that's such great advice.
Yeah.
That is so good.
Yeah.
So now have you ever worked with Jophiel? Is that how it's pronounced? Jophiel?
Mm-hmm. Jophiel.
Or at least heard Jophiel, any rumors from the others about Jophiel. Like, I don't know if you've worked with Jophiel directly or rumor mills, anything.
Well, yes, absolutely. So Jophiel is an archangel who is masterful in the emotion, in the domain of the emotions, and helping us not being afraid to feel our emotions. When we feel like something is going to overwhelm us, it could be passion, it could be anger, it could be grief, it could be whatever. Sometimes even people feel overwhelmed by joy, I can't feel that much joy because that just means I'm going to crash and burn in 2 minutes. People are funny. So it's saying, help me understand the guidance of this, the lessons, the blessings, the ignition of these emotions, and not be afraid of them, to embrace their lessons, to really fuel my steps forward. So let it inform me. Let me use these as learning experiences, not just momentary experiences. Does that make sense?
It does. And I have a sneaking suspicion that Jophiel has become more activated on the earth than, let's say, 50 years ago, because at least I know where I come from, and anybody in my age group around it, you know, grew up in households where people didn't talk about their feelings.
They didn't even have vocabulary.
They didn't have, no, they didn't. They didn't have the words for it. They literally swept them under the rug.
Yeah.
And now it's different. And I love how people are now talking to their children about how they feel. Sometimes it's a little overboard. If you become a little on the self-centered side, but they at least are learning what these emotions feel like. So when they encounter them again, they can recognize them and not run from them or drink them or snort them or whatever it is that people do when they are pushing emotions down.
Right. And the other thing is when we can embrace those little whispers that of emotional guidance, it is a pathway to acknowledging and leveraging our intuition, right? They're not separate, right? And because it's an inner experience, it's something that other people can't really validate until we express it. So we have to own and acknowledge those little hits of both emotional and intuitive information and wisdom. So again, being in touch with your emotions, following that guidance, learning those lessons is also developing the same strong muscle for acknowledging and following the guidance of your intuition. Super helpful.
That is really helpful.
Yeah. And there's also an element of optimism and just beauty and grace and celebrating. Like there's a lot of joyful energy.
Well, because with some of these, we're moving into, they carry more of a feminine energy to them, right?
Oh, definitely.
And speaking of, while I was researching in my dinosaur onesie, I have to confess, I haven't confessed in a while on a show, but I have to confess, I might be crushing on Archangel Ariel.
You have an angel crush.
I have an angel crush. It's more like a work crush. Just, it's not like a weird, like, you know, whatever kind of crush. It's a little work crush because I wonder if she feels a bit overwhelmed in her gig right now.
Well, why would you think that?
Because there's so much going on in nature. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much change that's happening because isn't she the archangel of nature and animals?
Right. Nature with a capital N. Right.
Nature with a capital N.
Right. Yeah.
And specifically when I was, you know, reading everything, and I knew a little bit before I went into this, but like really dove into it more. It's like in the pieces that I was reading was specifically talking about, you know, animals. With her. Yeah. And I think that's where the crush is. It's like, if we had an archangel that was like looking after, you know, our little beast, it's like, yes,
yeah,
I'm into you. Yeah. I mean, I'm into all of them, don't get me wrong, but yeah, this one in particular.
Yeah. Yes, agreed. And Ariel is also not only nature, but including humans in that too, right? And specifically in our very basic needs of shelter and food and clothing and having contact, like being in community. That's one of our basic needs. And of course, faith, having faith.
She's busy. Oh my God. Are you kidding? If there's anybody who's like overworked right now next to you, it's Archangel Ariel.
Yes, me and Yuri are Ariel.
You two are the same.
We get confused all the time.
Right? I mean, like people walk up to you and go, are you... Oh, no, you're Archangel Ariel.
Yeah, exactly. Why? That happens. Right. And also just in those, you know, especially, you know, in COVID time, the part of the basics of what's necessary to exist in our system is finances. And now with so many people out of work and some of our housing safety nets will go away at the end of
food shortages month. For people.
The food scarcity. So this is definitely, she's overworked. So we can help the archangels by stepping up and closing the gap where we can. So.
Yeah. And you know what? Because I have a crush, I am so going to step up on that one.
Yeah.
I'm going to give her a little relief. I don't know how yet, but I'm going to.
And we're going to take a little break and come right back.
600 years after the invention of the printing press, the most important book in the history of the world has arrived.
That might be overstating things.
Stuff You Should Know, an incomplete compendium of mostly interesting things. It will change your life forever.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
Most scientists agree that Stuff You Should Know, an incomplete compendium of mostly interesting things, is proof that time travel is possible. Because that is the only way to explain how a book this impressive was possibly made.
What? What?
Stuff You Should Know, an incomplete compendium of mostly interesting things, will regrow hair, whiten your teeth, and improve your love life.
That's just not at all right.
Well, the love life part, maybe, if you find someone who thinks smart is sexy.
Stuff You Should Know, an incomplete compendium of mostly interesting things. Available now at stuffyoushouldknow.com and everywhere you buy books.
Now that is true.
Friends, Dancing with the Stars partners, and now podcast hosts. Backstreet Boys' AJ McLean and Cheryl Burke bring you Pretty Messed Up.
This show talks about pretty much anything, everything, love, life, drugs, sex, rock and roll, you name it.
Pretty Messed Up doesn't hold back. It's a hot mess with the guidance, mentorship, and watchful eye of their friend Renee Elizondo.
We get pretty deep and we just talk about everything.
Listen to Pretty Messed Up on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, everybody, we are back. We are talking about our archangels.
And keeping your vibe high.
Right? Yeah, and the pop quiz for everybody. What does the arc mean? Forget it's a pop quiz. It means ruler chief. Just here to help you. So the next one that we're going to talk about.
We love Nerdy Elf.
Is Nerdy Elf, who is also, don't forget, a professor at USC. So I still do have that little teacher mode in me. It's almost gone, though. So
I don't think so.
Archangel Azrael. Azrael? Azrael? Azrael?
Yes.
Okay, you go from there since I can't hardly say the name.
Okay, so Azrael is really about, it's about healing, specifically healing the heart around grief or loss to help you move from the past into the present and into the future. Right? Because if we can't release the past, we can't be present. If we can't see a future for ourselves because the present is so overwhelming, we can't move forward. And so Azrael will help us put it all in perspective and be able to value each state. So even though grief is the badge we earn for loving completely. Right, for loving with our full heart. And so it's exquisite pain because you earn grief by loving. So that's part of this.
So Azrael's busy right now as well with
everybody jumping the plant.
With everybody jumping. Yeah. Wow.
But as we've talked before, grief is not only for death, it can be for relationships, it can be for lost opportunities, lost
so much
jobs.
Of what's happening.
Right.
Yeah. All of it, right?
All of it. And
so much grief.
Are struggling to know who they are again with so many things taken away.
And who are they going to become? Like that's, I get a lot of questions from people about what am I going to be when we re-enter the world?
Why? And what's the world going to be?
What
world are we going to re-enter? But I love that people are brave enough to ask, who do I want to be regardless of what the state of the world is when we re-enter? That's a very critical question.
Right. I'm going to be St. Michael. Does that count?
You can definitely be part of his army. Absolutely.
So I saved this particular archangel till the end because I can't pronounce his name. I couldn't pronounce Azrael either, obviously. But this one looks like chamomile tea. So Shamil Shamazel, I don't know. Is this Laverne and Shirley?
This is Archangel Shirley. How did you know?
Right? I mean, Archangel Laverne would have the big L on her wings.
Nice.
But the way it's spelled, it looks like Shamuel.
Shamuel.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Shamuel.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Then now everybody understands where I got Shamil from.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Totally. Okay. Direct line. It's like the Akashic Records connected them.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. That's what happened. Yeah. While I was wearing a dinosaur onesie. All right. So tell us about Shamil Shamazel.
Well, Laverne and Shirley, last angel that we're talking about, helps you find what you are seeking. So this
hopefully
is the
it's
angel
humor
that guides you through your longing. Sometimes when we long for something, we get so attached, so connected to the longing, sometimes we can't even see it when it's in front of us, right?
Oh, that's so good.
Right? And so this is because the mantra, or the, you know, the story is like, if you can't find whatever it is, I can't find my keys, I can't find my keys, I can't find my keys, you are literally affirming you can't find your keys, which is different than I'm looking for my keys.
Very different.
So how you hold something matters. And so it doesn't matter if you're longing for a soulmate, you're longing for a career, a job, an opportunity, a healing.
Your keys,
whatever you are longing for, right? That state of lack that you're embracing says, hey, this is a way to create fulfillment on this, and keeps opening opportunities and reconnecting with your, you know, with the divine. Sometimes that's what we long for. Like, we remember separating from the divine, so there's this emptiness that we try and fill with all kinds of things, like literally things we overspend or, you know, whatever it is.
Guilty.
So it reminds you that there's more to you than what you're longing for. And when you can distract yourself with that more aspect, then this angel brings in and reveals to you some version of what you were longing for that fills it perfectly. Yeah, it's so beautiful.
So Shamil Shemazel fills up the half-empty glass.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so good.
And again, so remember, these archangels specifically all come to ultimately some form of healing. There's some form of reuniting you with the greater version of you that's deeper aligned to the divine, to your divine blueprint. That's how I think of working with them. And when you work with them, like, it can be great to have an amazing ritual and light candles and have a beautiful prayer, and you can just call in their name.
Right.
Like, Michael, get in here. Like, that works. And it doesn't mean that you don't have other versions as well, but just calling them in any way, and it could be silently from your heart, that all matters. It all matters.
I feel that calling him Michael and not Mike, Michael helps. Mike, he doesn't respond to.
Oh, that's because that's not his name.
I know.
Yeah.
We tried once.
You did?
I was playing around. Just seeing.
You are funny.
No, Michael's good. Michael's good.
Yes.
And then Shamuel. I'm going to say it right. Shamuel.
Mm-hmm.
Say it three times. Shamuel.
Shamuel. It's all good.
Okay, you can't say it three different ways.
Well, you actually
Shamuel.
Yeah.
Shamuel. Shamuel. Mm-hmm. Shamuel. Okay. Shamuel. Mm-hmm. This is all. So, Witchy Poo, I can't thank you enough for this. I have loved this. I have so much homework now to do. I'm going to start some rituals. No, I am.
Yeah.
You laugh, but you know
I know you will. That's why
I
adore you.
Yeah, I will. I am like, I'm the, like, all you got to do is wind me up. That's all you got to do.
And remember, especially, you don't have to do anything to earn their service or their love, because we are all perfect in their eyes.
Yes, we are indeed. Yeah. And I just think it's important for everybody. Don't ever be afraid to call on them. Ever. And getting to know them, like Brenda has just helped us get to know them. So you've now, I think, officially been introduced to these seven archangels. And so you now have been introduced. And so, you know, go talk to them. I mean, that's how I go about things when I learn of
you learn by
different
doing.
Help. You learn by doing.
And we'd love to hear from you what angels you call in and how you work with them.
Yes.
How you play with them, how you create with them.
That would be amazing. Yeah. Stories, people. We want stories. We'll share your stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
We will share your stories. Shamelessly, we will share your stories.
Without a doubt.
And so I think that I'm actually going to take this for the first time. Everybody, don't forget, Earth School is hard.
Without the archangels.
Yes! We just did a switcheroo on you. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for playing. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com
And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think, we want to know what you know, and we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.